Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few. And he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
hallelujah. Good morning, Heavenly Father. Welcome, Holy Spirit. We welcome you with stretched out arms and humble hearts today and say thank you. Thank you for waking us up this morning, clothing our right mind, the mind to know who we are, who we belong to, and we say thank you. Father, we come to bless your name today. We bless your name for miracle signs and wonders on today, Lord God. We say have your way today, Lord God, because you're the same yesterday and then forever. You change not, according to Hebrews 13 and 8. Oh, we say thank you. We thank you that you are a healer, Lord God. You heal them all. Matthew 12 and 15, we say thank you. Oh, Lord God, we come to bless your name today. We welcome you, Holy Spirit, to rule and reign in our services on today. From the pulpit to the back door to the children's church, we say have your way today. We thank you for miracles on today in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we bless your name today, Father, because without you, Father, we are nothing. Without you, Father, we can do nothing. But with you, Father, we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. So we thank you for strength today. We thank you for peace today. Your words say, my peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, not as the world gave it to us. Let our hearts not be troubled, neither be afraid. So we thank you for peace on today. We thank you for traveling grace and mercy, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that your angels camp all around and about us, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Psalms 91 and 1, you say, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High God abides under the shadow of the Almighty. So we thank you, Lord God, that your shadow is hovering and covering each and every one of us on today, Lord God. Oh, we bless your name, Lord God. You keep us all from seen and unseen danger, Lord God, and we say thank you. We thank you for healing the sick and the shut in, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for healing those in nursing homes, Lord God, and rehabilitation centers, Lord God. We say have your way in their lives, Lord God. Place the right people in their path, Lord God, that will encourage them and not discourage them, Lord God. Have your way today, Lord God. We come to bless your name for our children, our grandchildren, our great grandchildren, because your words say our children shall be blessed. So we thank you for the blessing of our children's children, Lord God. Oh, we come to praise your name today, God. We're not going to wait till the battle is over. We're going to shout now, hallelujah to the Lamb of God. The praises go up, the blessings come down. Oh, we come to magnify your name today, Lord God. We that tree planted by the river, we shall not be moved by no circumstances or situations, and we say thank you. Father, lift up the bereaved families today to you, Lord God. We ask you to comfort and keep them, Lord God. Give them the peace in the midst of this storm, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, cover Miss Jones right now, Lord God. Her husband just passed, Father. So comfort her right now, Lord God. Comfort her children and grandchildren right now, Lord God. Give them peace in the midst of this storm, Lord God. I plead the blood of Jesus over them right now, Lord God. I thank you for opening up every door for Miss Jones that need to be opened. Closed doors that need to be closed for Miss Jones, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we just bless your name. I thank you for your continuously healing power with my cousin Ella Mae, Lord God. You are a miracle worker. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. So we come to bless your name for miracles on today. We come to say thank you for being Abba, Father, who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We thank you for giving us this day our daily bread and our daily needs, Lord God. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. Oh, we come to stop by to say how much we love you, Lord God. How much we need you, Lord God. We nothing without you. And we just bless your name today, Lord God. Have your way in our services on today. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen, amen, and hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We glorify you and we magnify you, Father God, because you're the Most High God. There is no one like you, O Father God. Because in the Word, O Father God, you, O Father God, became flesh, and you dwelt among us. And we saw your glory, O Father, as the glory of old, O Father God, from the only begotten Son of the Father God, full of grace and truth, O Father God. Because in Romans it says, O Father God, that you, Father God, is in Christ, and Christ is in us. O Father God, and the fullness of that dwells within us, O Father God, because the kingdom of God dwells within us, O Father God. So we thank you, O Father God, for loving us enough, O Father God, for placing that within us, O Father God, so that we may move and have our being in you, O Father God. There's no one like you, O Father God. You are the great and mighty God, O Father God. And we listen, O Father God, from that which have been instilled within us, O Father God. Your voice, O Father God, we listen to, and your voice alone, O Father God. Because it is a common confession, O Father God, of the great, O Father God, mystery of godliness, O Father God, that you have revealed to us in the flesh, that we are able, O Father God, to do, Father God, all that you have directed us to do, O Father God. Although, O Father God, we might go through turbulence, O Father God, we may have a little fight here and there, but it's only for to strengthen us, it's making us great in you, O Father God, because you say greater things shall we do, O Father God. Just like technology, O Father God, have revealed this itself in certain ways, O Father God, where your word, O Father God, where all things come from, O Father God, is revealing itself in us and through us to give you the glory and the honor, O Father God. And we thank you, O Father God, for opening up our eyes, O Father God. We thank you, O Father God, for balancing us, O Father God, in our walk with you, O Father God, where we shall not be confused and tossed to and fro, O Father God, by the things that is going on in the world and around us, O Father God, even in our personal matters, O Father God. But our eye, O Father God, shall stay upon you, O Father God, because it is full of light, O Father God, because we have the word in us, O Father God, that is in you, O Father God. So I thank you and honor you, O Father God, for what you're doing. I thank you for your word permeating everything in us, O Father God, the light is shining in the areas of darkness in us, O Father God, eradicating it, O Father God, so that we may not, O Father God, even suddenly be tossed to and fro, O Father God. But our eyes shall be open and see the fullness of you in it, O Father God, and give it back to you everything that the enemy has stolen from us, O Father God. So I thank you and honor you and glorify you, Father God, because you're the most high God, O Father God, and there's no one like you. We thank you for your word of healing. We thank you for your word of protection going before us, O Father God, keeping us, O Father God, in those areas, O Father God, that is not knowledgeable, known to us, O Father God, but you, O Father God, is going to drop that information and reveal that word unto us as we read your word, O Father God, from the original intent that you desired for us, O Father God. You desire for us to have a one-on-one, O Father God, our original intent, O Father God, because that's what Yahshua HaMashiach died upon Calvary for, O Father God, to restore us unto that original intent in you, O Father God, because he lives in us, O Father God. And I thank you and honor you, O Father God, for manifesting that within us, O Father God, to give you the honor and the glory and be branches, O Father God, and be connected to your vine, O Father God, doing those things, O Father God, here upon earth, O Father God, as Christ did when he was here upon earth, O Father God, because your word say, those who worship me shall worship me in spirit and in truth, O Father God. So your spirit dwells within us, O Father God, and that we, O Father God, would appropriate it, O Father God, to you and you only, and not to the things and indoctrination of the world that we have done before, O Father God, but listening to you and you only, O Father God, for the newness, O Father God, that you are restoring within us, O Father God, taking away the stony heart, O Father God, giving us a heart of flesh, and that is the renewed flesh, O Father God, not letting the flesh, O Father God, control us like it has done before, O Father God, but the spirit that was in us, that is from you control, O Father God. And we thank you and honor you, O Father God, for seeing, O Father God, us, O Father God, so far ahead of time, O Father God, that you put things in place to keep us and protect us, O Father God. Keep us in this moment, O Father God, of transition, O Father God, where the only thing that may be planted in us, O Father God, is the things of you and the things that you desire for those things to be put up in us, O Father God, so that we may move in those areas that you have directed us to move in, and to tear down every stronghold that you have directed us and open our eyes to, O Father God. Everybody have their different mission. Everybody have their ultimate goal, which is to give God the honor and the glory and all things, and to take back that which the enemy has stole, Father. And I thank you and I honor you and I glorify you. Shalom.
Father God, we give your name the glory. We honor your name and we worship you. In the beauty of your holiness, we come before you, Lord God, because you have created us, Lord God, beings of worship. For God, your design and your desire was for us to spend time with you. Lord God, you enjoyed coming, Lord God, in the midst of the garden to enjoy time with that which you had created. Father God, we thank you even now that you would draw us back into that place. Father God, I thank you even now as your name is being glorified and your name is being lifted up and your name is being exalted. For Father God, you said in your word, Lord God, that you will be the one that will draw us nigh unto you. And you told us to seek you, Lord God, to seek you while, Lord God, you yet may be found. And oh, Father God, we thank you even now that your word, Lord God, is going forth in the name of Yeshua on the inside of us. And oh, Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that your word is that sword. It divides soul and spirit purposely. Father God, you told us, Lord God, according to your word, that we're to work out our own soul salvation. You said it was to be with fear and trembling, a reverence of who you are. Father God, we thank you right now as you would expose things of darkness, Lord God, by the light of who you are. We thank you right now that your word, Lord God, was manifested for that same purpose, oh Father. We thank you right now that you have caused us to tread upon serpents and scorpions, and you said that you gave us power over all the power of the enemy. Now, Father God, you said in your word that these signs shall follow those that believe. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. They shall cast out of satanic forces. Father God, in the name of Yeshua, we decree and declare your word that which was assigned against the people of God is destroyed even in this said hour. Father God, that which was caused as a cloak, we decree and declare that it is not only exposed, but it is destroyed. You told us, Father, to beat the body under in the name of Yeshua. Command it in, Father God, it will be in obedience to the very word of God. Now, Father God, we send forth your word into every region, and we command the regions to hear your word. We command it to hear your word. Every sorcery that was assigned against those that belong to the kingdom of God, we send you notice that the angels of God are even now being released in those regions in the name of Yeshua. For you said the kingdom of God, oh God, suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. We're taking those that were held captive of the enemy in the name of Yeshua. Oh, Father God, we thank you right now in the name of Yeshua that which was blinded by the forces of darkness, that the light of the word of God is going in the midst of those regions, and it is destroying the forces of darkness, and is commanding now the releasing of God's people in the holy name of Yeshua. You have caused us to tread on serpents, oh Father, and scorpions in the name of Yeshua. Now we crush every cockatrice eggs in the name of Yeshua, and every viper that will try to slither its way in to Mamakasa to release venom, we decree and declare that the word of God in the name of Yeshua, because your word says, Father, though we were polluted in our own blood, it is the blood of Yeshua that caused a redeeming work in the name of Yeshua. And Father God, we stand upon your word even in this hour. Now, Father God, we speak to that say that cause, Lord God, are twisting, and we command right now in the name of Yeshua, every work of darkness is pulled down according to Jeremiah chapter 1. Not only are you pulled down, but you are plucked up at the root. You are cut off in the name of Yeshua, and we will duly stand upon the word of God and will not be afraid of any faces in the name of Yeshua. You say, lest we be confounded before them. Father God, we stand upon your word in the name of Yeshua, that you will trouble them that have troubled us in the name of Yeshua, according to your word. Oh God, in Psalms 35, we stand upon your word. Oh Father God, we decree and declare, Lord God, as we stand in the 91st Psalm, we assigned it against the forces of darkness. We assign Isaiah 54 against the forces of darkness. And we decree and declare in this hour that we walk with a boldness and the kingdom of God. For you said the righteous are as bold as a lion, because we duly await for the line of the tribe of Judah to return. In the name of Yeshua, as the two great witnesses, Lord God, you're preparing to go forth, and you said fire shall proceed out of their mouth, and so shall those, Lord God, be consumed with that fire that will speak against them. And they must be consumed in that manner. It is the truth that shall go forth and consume. Father God, we thank you right now. Father God, as those that are huddled under the altar, as they cry day and night, how long, Lord, before you avenge our blood? And the Lord said unto them, oh, wait, brothers and sisters, because there are yet others that must be martyred for my name's sake. Oh, God, must be a witness according to your word. And some will be assigned. But also such as, Father God, we thank you right now as we stand upon your word, as we know your word, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua is the same yesterday, it is the same today, it is the same forever. Oh, Father God, we thank you right now that you will cause your people to stand. Against that great red dragon that went after the woman in the book of Revelation, that you will cause us to stand, and we will not be moved. We will not be disturbed, or most of the case, but we will stand with disturbed composure in your word, in the name of Yeshua. Father God, we give your name the glory, both now and forever. Oh, Father God, we thank you now that you are forever glorified. Lord God, we're looking, Lord God, unto you in all things, Lord God. We're searching out your word in all things, Lord God. We're asking you, Lord God, because you said, come, let us reason together, oh God. You said to knock, you said to ask, and you said to seek concerning all things, oh Father. And therefore, Lord God, we study to show ourselves approved, a working that need not be ashamed, but we rightly dividing the word of truth. Lord God, we seeking you out in every matter. Oh, Father God, we thank you even now. We exalt your name for ever. Oh God, we say both glory now and forever to the all wise God. We thank you right now, and we bless your name, Father. In the name of Yeshua, we bow before you, O Majesty.
Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.WeRestoreYou.org. That's WeRestoreU.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
You have reached Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, located at 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois, where Dr. Laron Matthews is the senior pastor. I'm sorry your call can't be answered at this time, but your call is very important. Please leave your name, your number, and a brief message, and your call will be returned. If you desire to join us for service, our schedule is as follows. Sunday school starts at 9:30 a.m. until 10:45 a.m. Sunday at 11 a.m., it's the worship experience. Tuesday night at 7 p.m., prophetic teaching. Thursday night at 7 p.m., prophetic prayer, time of intimacy with the Lord. Fourth Friday night at 7 p.m., monthly prophetic explosion service. Go to our website at www.WeRestoreYou.org or email us at WeRestoreYou@Yahoo.com.
Depression that steals my voice, the confusion that arrests my life, so I can't even make a choice. Life seems so loud, I've been too proud, So Lord, what do I do? I just need a word from you. Oh, I need a word. Tell me which way to turn. I need a word. Tell me which way I should go. Darken my day. My family is in need, and I just can't seem to make a way. Oh, life seems so loud. I've been too proud, but I'm asking you now, Lord, send the word from you. Tell me which way to turn. I need a word. Tell me which way I should go.
Top of the morning, and I welcome you today to another prophetic experience teaching where the word of the Lord comes alive. I am prophet and teacher Lauren Matthews, and I welcome each and every one of you all for joining us on this day. I am excited about the spirit of the Lord God, and I'm excited about what God is doing on this day. I want to take this time to thank all the ministry gift and the kingdom invested leaders that the Lord is using to release prophetic and apostolic wisdom to us from the kingdom of God. I bless you on today. Thank you for being in position and allowing the Lord to use you as a vessel for the kingdom of God. We bless God for you on today and give him all the praise, the glory, and the honor for who you are in the kingdom of God. Bless you on today. All right, saints of God, if you have been following us over these last several years, we have been teaching from the book of Daniel and expounding on the life of Daniel, his ministry, his role, his duty, and his responsibility to so many people. And we will continue in that area on today, sharing from that place, on that place, or in that place today, correction. I want to take this time first to thank all of the powerful kingdom leaders from all over the world that are listening in, the pastors from different parts of the United States, Restoration Truth Ministry, Fresh Oil Worship Center, Apostolic House of Deliverance, The Way of Life Holiness Church, Kingdom Dominion Outreach Ministry, Kingdom Global Ministry International, End Time Gathering Ministry, Our Family Fellowship Ministry. We bless the Lord for you, all these great kingdom leaders, and the many more. New Bethel Bountiful Blessing Church of God in Christ, Michigan Northwest Harvest Ecclesiastes Jurisdiction Prelay, our bishop, and to so many of you all on today, we thank you. New Morning Star Baptist Church, we bless the Lord for all of you great expository preachers and teachers of the Word of God. We're blessing the Lord for you on today, thanking God for your position in the kingdom of God. We honor your governing role, duty, and responsibility on this day. And so I bless the Lord for many of you for connecting with us, because there's many things that you could do and could have done. So we honor God for allowing you to be part of the investment of the kingdom of God on today. I say to God. All right, people of God, I want to deal with ending chapter number one and going to chapter number two of our teaching on Daniel. We ended last week by talking about the ministry that Daniel had was a ministry that was surrounded around his powerful relationship with King Nebuchadnezzar and the eunuch for which who was assigned to him and assigned to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego as well. These powerful eunuchs had an assignment, and they were assigned to make sure the duties of these great young men and the teaching of these young men were truly part of the role and the duty and the responsibility that they were given, so that they can effectively affect the work that needed to be done for the kingdom of God and that ministry. So we bless the Lord for that. We bless the Lord for thus far teaching. Chapter 2 ended us with a relationship that Daniel had spiritually, and his relationship with God spiritually opens up his ability to tap into the spirit world and was able to defeat the enemy in the spirit world by way of his lifestyle of prayer, his lifestyle of eating, not fasting, his lifestyle of prayer and eating, and being able to stay in tune with the Spirit of the Lord God. Chapter 2 is opening up with Daniel being able to operate totally in the gift that is in him. Well, go back to chapter number 1. Chapter number 1 ends with Daniel proving to the unit that his mind, body, soul, and spirit was so in tune with the presence of God that he was found to be 10 times greater in wisdom and knowledge and understanding and of the learned than those of his kind that ate of the king's meat or ate of the king's seed. And their continent was fair and far greater than those that were around him. So therefore, it proved in chapter number 1 that if you follow the lifestyle of Daniel, you'll find that your relationship with God and your ability in God and your strength in God will open you up to many things in the kingdom of God as well as the spiritual world. And it will allow you to launch into the depths of the spirit and be able to detect, understand, and ascertain many things from the kingdom of God because of your relationship with him, if you tap into it. Daniel's life was surrounded around 3 times a day of prayer. He stayed in tune with God. His relationship was so open to the presence of God. So in chapter number 2, when we open up, Daniel will actually interpret the king's dream. But the only way he would be able to interpret the king's dream is there had to be an opportunity presented. And you will find out in this dispensation of time and this hour that the world is surrounded around, you're going to see the enemy have first grabs at doing what they need to do. When King Nebuchadnezzar has this dream and his sleep goes from him, he seeks out the governing council for which he's established to answer. And so he seeks out first, he called for the Chaldean, he called for the magician, the astrologer, and the sorcerer. All of these ancient, demonic, and diabolical people or spirits to answer his dream. They was not able to give no inclination, information, or specific details of any of the interpretation of the dream realm that Nebuchadnezzar had. Chapter number 2. In the second year of the reign of Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuchadnezzar dreamed dreams wherewith his spirit was troubled and his sleep break from him. Then the king commanded to call the magicians, underline that, astrologers, underline that, sorcerer, underline that, and Chaldean, for to show the king his dream. So they came and stood before the king, and the king said unto them, I have dreamed a dream, and my spirit was troubled to know the dream. Now, this is King Nebuchadnezzar. He said he dreamed a dream, and his spirit was troubled concerning this particular dream. He sought for the magician, the sorcerer. He sought for them to give him clarity and understanding of his dream. He seeks them out to give understanding of the dream. Let's go. Let's go a little further and tap into what he was saying. Verse number, the glasses on. All right. Let's go. All right. Let's go to verse number. Let's finish up verse number 2. Then the king commanded to call the magician, astrologers, and the sorcerer, and the Chaldean, for to show the king his dream. So they came and stood before the king. And the king said unto them, I have dreamed a dream, and my spirit was troubled to know the dream. Then spake the Chaldeans to the king of Syriac, O king, live forever. Tell thy servant the dream, and we will show the interpretation. Tell thy servant the dream, and we will show the interpretation. The king answered and said to the Chaldean, the thing is gone from me. If ye will not make known unto me the dream with the interpretation thereof, ye shall be cut in pieces. He's going to destroy them. And your houses should be made a dunghill. So I'm going to take you out, your family out, and everything about you. But if ye show the dream and the interpretation thereof, ye shall receive of me gifts and rewards and great honor. Therefore, show me the dream and the interpretation thereof. They answered and said, let the king tell his servant the dream, and we will show the interpretation of it. So now he asked the king. The king answered and said, I know of certain that ye will gain the time, because ye see the thing is gone from me. But if ye will not make known unto me the dream, there is but one decree for you, for ye have prepared lying, corrupt words to speak before me till the time be changed. Therefore, tell me the dream, and I should know that ye can show me the interpretation thereof. Now, I want to stop there. We're in a time. Now, many of the world just saw what happened as it relates to the impeachment of the President of the United States. Many people were talking about this impeachment and what God is going to do, prophesy. People were prophesying, giving all of this information. People were sitting there getting all of this information. And in the meantime, while all of this was happening, the royal family was setting in motion. So we had the kingdom, we had governmental, the President of the United States, we had the governmental things that were going on, and then we had these ancient plagues that were plaguing the world all at one time, all of these things. So the demonic world was playing on the religious institutionalism of the people. The spiritual world was shaking and baking in the spirit realm. You had people playing on the economic standards of the world. Now that the dust has settled, and it's interesting how God was trying to warn the people coming into this 2020 window that you're in, not January 4th, but actually in the month of October, the month of September, October. God was already preparing us for what was coming. But because the mindset of the people are so delusionalized and so fixated on emotions and fixated on their own thought process and how they see things in their own interpretation, and they want to hear from prophetic junkies and everybody else what the Lord is saying without seeking God themselves, some people are going to miss this window that we're in. Because if you understand prophetically what is going on right now in the world system and what is befalling us, there is a major changing in the natural realm now as it relates to the governmental things throughout the land. You're watching world system change, you're watching governmental system change, and you're watching the world banking system and the currency of the world changing overnight. Everything is happening in the financial marketplace. Now, what I'm saying here is that what you're watching is a marketplace exchange. Everything is happening in the marketplace. But because the people are so moved by emotion, Adolf Hitler made a quote. He said, I use emotion for the masses and reasoning for the few. So in that, he was able to get Germany to come under his spell and his control, he played on the emotion. Those who was inside, he used reasoning for the few. So he was able to shift the climate to get that country or that nation to take out or start taking out the Jews in those countries, in those nations. Now, when you're under the anointing of God, like Daniel were, Daniel was made ready for what chapter 2 will bring into existence. Chapter 2 is about the purity of Daniel's gift. And the purity of your gift will define the character of where you will be. And because his gift was in a pure place in God, no matter what was called to question, he was already in preparation to take the spirit realm and to manifest in the natural realm. He was already prepared. So chapter 2 opens him up with what we call the Judas syndrome. Many leaders in the kingdom of God is dealing with the Judas syndrome. April, May, June, July is going to be called the Judas syndrome. Judas had to come on the scene before justice had to be released. We saw a hint of the Judas syndrome in the month of December, January, and February. What you're watching is signs of the Judas syndrome. The Judas syndrome is to betray what's getting ready to dominate. Touch two people, say, God's getting ready to raise up those that are dominant. What's in place now is to betray what's getting ready to dominate. There's a spirit in the land that's trying to betray what's getting ready to dominate. What's getting ready to dominate in the land, the enemy is put in place to betray. And many of us, God have us in position to dominate, but you've got to deal with betrayal. You've got to deal with betrayal. Betrayal must come. You have to experience it. You have to see it. You got to weep through it. You got to cry through it. Now, here's Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. He calls out his disciple. And he asked him to pray with him for what? 1 hour. That's 60 minutes. I think that's constitute like 4,500 seconds. He said, pray with me. He goes a furlong and he prayed. And he asked the Spirit of the Lord God, let this cup pass from me. He weeps. He goes through the process. He comes back. The disciples are sleeping. He wakes them up. He said, can you pray with me 1 hour? All I need you to pray. He said, pray now. They wake up with their eyes heavy. They go back to sleep. He goes, pray again. He come back. They're sleeping again. He asked them for the last time, you need to pray with me. He said, well, nevertheless, not that well. He said, nevertheless, the betrayal is coming. He go back and pray. And he goes through almost to the where his sweat becomes as blood. It's a terminology. I wrote it down, but I don't have the paper with me. He comes back. He tells them to sleep on because the betrayer is coming. This is the test for many of you who you cannot throw in the towel. You can't bail out. You can't. God is trusting you to go through this one. You have to. You in the place where your domination, your place where you at, is about to dominate, but you got to deal with the betrayer. It's no other class you will be able to graduate. You're required to go through this. You're required to go through this betrayal. It has nothing to do with you. It has everything to do with the purpose and the manifestation of this next move in the earth realm. And you have to go through it. So Daniel now is lying in the cut. Elijah had to deal with the Mount Carmel showdown. Jezebel, 400 prophets, and the 450 prophets of Baal. I'm taking you to the Old Testament so you can understand where you're at. They meet at Mount Carmel for the showdown. And the showdown at Mount Carmel, Daniel says to all of the 850 prophets, these ancient spirits, he says to them, he stepped back. He said, now you go first. Call fire down. Do what you need to do. I'm going to give you an opportunity to do what you need to do now. They began to call on their gods. They began to speak to their gods. They began to cry out to their gods. Nothing happened. What happened after that? Many of the people who've been trying to consult the Chaldeans, consult a sorcerer, magician, wizardry, micromancy, astral projection, black magic, Ouija boards, and all those things, their power is being diminished now. Why? Those voodoo hex, all of their power is being diminished because they cannot overtake the presence and the power of God on your life. So what you're watching now is you're watching great people who were in position operating in the spiritual world, operating under demonic realm. What are they doing? Losing their mind, mental illness. What did happen at Mount Carmel? These people started biting themselves, pulling on themselves, cutting themselves. Why? Because you see in the world, look, all of the mental illness. You look at leaders losing their mind. Look at people just going crazy. Look at all of this stuff affecting your life. You'd be like, what is going on? What's happening? Because we're in that time. Look, if you even look at the candidates that are running for president under the Democratic Party, look at the mental illness some people did. Look. They was up one day, down one day, up one day, down one. It's so much confusion. We're in an utter confusion because there is leaders that are getting ready to step to the forefront and dominate. So chapter 2, the king says to the Chaldean, the sorcerer, the magician, if you all cannot interpret this dream that I'm having that caused my sleep to go away, I will utterly destroy you. Your houses will become dunghill. I will take you out if you can't interpret the dream. Now let's go from there and let's bring you up to speed of what you're watching right now in the world. Look at how many people try to give the interpretation of Prince Philip and Meghan. Now, look at the National Enquirer. Look at all them people talking about what they think is going on with that young lady and that man. They totally clueless what God is doing in that family. They totally clueless of what's happening. Look at all the people who are sitting there saying president gonna be impeached and having celebrations in the street. He's still in the White House, ain't he? He's still, the heat is turned up, ain't it? You watching it. Because you cannot, and I told the people Friday, you cannot kill God's favor. You cannot kill the king's favor. When the king hand has his on your life, you can call out every ancient spirit. Because what you're watching is all of the roadblocks that people have planted for your life. And the last decade is turning on them. Everybody in the last decade, the last 10 years, that did what they did to many of you, you're watching them turn. You're watching it. It's a turn. Look at the people that are turning on each other. You wouldn't even think. Look at the people that got with other people on you, and now all of a sudden they're trying to get with you. Look at the folks you didn't never think would come to your services that was in other services. They're in your services. Look at the people you didn't never expect to purchase stuff from you. They're purchasing now. Look at the people that's seeking you out. You ain't never thought they were going to seek you out. They're seeking you out now. Look at the people that came and try to denounce you, now are turning and apologizing. Because right now, the window we're in, look at your financial portfolio. There's some of you, and I want you to write this down in your history book. There's some of you who are in debts. And I write, and I can, you can, that your debt's going to be eradicated overnight. Some of you who are in financial ruin right now, you're going to be debt-free. There's the systems of the world right now is working in the favor of God's people. The word of God said, when the righteous is in power, the people rejoice. When the wicked is in power, the people mourn. But because of the lack of understanding, the love of many are waxing cold. The people who have the love of God, they're not waxing cold. They're moving forth and thrusting into the presence of greatness. Their time is here. The doors are opening. They're not being controlled and dominated by the systems in place. Those who have been in revolt against the kingdom of God must come and bow to the presence of the kingdom of God. Right now, you're watching it. Watch it. Let's move on down. Got to prepare. Let's do 10. Then the Chaldean answered the king and said, There is. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I'm going to deal with. Let's move down. Okay. Amen. Let's read. I feel the presence of the Lord moving on me. Okay. Let's move to. I want to deal with verse 8. Let's go to verse 8. All right. The king answered and said, I know of certain that ye would gain the time, because ye see the thing is gone from me. But if ye will not make known unto me the dream, there is but one decree for you. For ye have prepared lying, corrupt words to speak before me till the time be changed. Therefore, tell the dream, and I shall know that ye can show me the interpretation thereof. Now, I want to stop there. That's why I stopped there before. There are many people that will not be able to give you interpretation. They will not be able to interpret things. They will not. They don't even have the power. Why? Because they've been so caught up in the realms, in the spirit realm, of tapping into ancient spirit festival events and the who-sayers of the world and all of the things, because they have not been in the presence of the Lord. They've been getting all of their information from YouTube, social media. They've been going on all of these other sites, getting information and not hearing from the Lord. So everybody is saying the same thing, but they're not saying of God concerning those same things. You their opinion and not the purpose of God. Everybody is giving you their view, but they have not stepped into the presence of God to speak the kingdom of God. Let's go to verse 10. The Chaldean answered the king before the king and said, there is not a man upon the earth. Now look what this says, chapter 10. There is not a man upon the earth that can show the king manner. Therefore, there is no king, lord, nor ruler that asks such thing as any magician, astrologer, or Chaldean. It is rare the thing that the king requires, and there is none other that can show it before the king except the God who dwelleth in the flesh. What did he say? The gods that dwelleth in the flesh. Well, I rise to say to you, now this is where I'm going to bless you, and I'm going to stop today. This is where I'm going to bless you, and I'm going to stop today. I rise to say to many of you, we're in a time where there are men and women of God that's carrying such a prophetic interpretation of wittiness, gifting, dreams, interpretation, word of knowledge, patterns, knowledge of things you wouldn't even ever imagine. That's why when I shared with the people the 2020 vision, when I was talking about the 2020 vision, the phenomena of God, when the mysteries come alive, there are people that God is using now on the platform of the earth that had not been discovered yet in this dispensation. Why? Because God is saying, go first. He's allowing all of the liars, all of the deceivers, all of the deceptive, all of the Chaldean, all of the ancient, all of the arrogance, all of those who know, all of the pride. Go first. Go first. You go first. I'm allowing you to step out. I'm giving you first privilege. Do what you got to do. Judas did what he had to do first. Judas, go first. Because justice is going to prove. Look at what was going first. Look at president, go first. Look what everybody's saying about the royal family. Go first. Look at everybody giving their prediction. Go first. Look at all the people they consult. Go first. Now, do you hear them anymore? Do you hear anybody talking? Do you hear anybody saying anything? Do you hear anybody talking about the president? Do you hear anybody discussing that? No. Do you hear anybody talking about this presidential race? No, they ain't fooling with that. Because you know why? Because everybody's backing down. You know why they're backing down? Because they were doing it based upon their emotion. Look at what's going on with the disease in the world. This corona disease. Look, everything's happening. Just look at the microscope of the land. It's silence. Why? Because everybody's trying to slip out the back door. Say, I don't want to be involved with that. I don't want to be involved with that. I'm stepping back. But you remember, everybody was in the forefront. Everybody was talking. Everybody was discussing. Why? Because they recognize and realize you can never overpower what's about to come into power. Ooh. You can never overpower what's getting ready to come into power. So you're getting ready to see. You're getting ready to watch the marketplace change in the earth realm. You're getting ready to see the major marketplace change in the earth realm. You're getting ready to see inventors you never thought. In the last decade, the United States of America, under the last four presidents, Clinton, what happened? Perversion was in the Oval Office. Bush, perversion was hidden in the Oval Office. Obama, perversion was released from the Oval Office. Now, all of these realms, even Hillary Clinton, were all part of this Planned Parenthood of destruction of the next move. They could not take out all of the children that God raised up. You're getting ready to see a mass number of children who raise up, who are carrying witty invention, talent, gifting like never before. You're watching the unveiling of children, a generation of wittiness. Just look, if you watched the NBA basketball game last night, the popularity, even the ones who were sitting there even voting, they took it all the way to the wire, the dunks, the move, the wittiness of these young men, the talent of these young men. Look at the gift of how they jumped. They even cheated the young man. He even jumped over the 7'5" man. Because they got even confused. They didn't even know what he did. The young man, what did he get? 55 times. He got 50. What is 50? That's jubilee. 50 times 5. Think about that. Look, it's a prophetic number. Because you got to think about it. 50. Prophetic number. It's a prophetic number. So look how he ended up not coming into first place. Why? Because you got to understand the systems in place. So the world is changing right around us. So you're getting ready to watch inventions. You're getting ready to watch patent. You're getting ready to see money pursue you because of your wealth. You're getting ready to walk in authority and influence. If you remain humble, you will not be able to survive in your comfort zone. If you're in a comfort zone, you're not going to survive that. You're going to be thrust out of your comfort zone, meaning you're going to be thrust in an uncomfortable place. Look at what, let's read on down in verse number, let's go to verse number 12. Okay. For this call, the king was angry and very furious. What were you seeing? what are you seeing going on in the royal family? Queen Elizabeth is angry and furious. Look at all of these enemies. They're angry and furious. Look at what Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, did. She took the paper and tore it up. She tore the paper right in front of the president. I'm telling you, she tore the paper. That's unprecedented. The first woman ever did that was unprecedented. Then you know what the media said? They tried to keep her from the camera from going back on her. Where is she going? She's going down in history. Look at some of the former president. He's going to go down in history as infamous. Why? Because you can't pervert or pollute the anointing. You can't pervert or pollute the gift of God's people. So all of those people who were, you're going to even see those quick fix ministries who came on the scene doing a quick fix, or they were moving like power and all of a sudden, what happened to them now? They're going into the sunset. Because they're limited their power and their mobility, because they can't go any further. Here's what the king said. For this cause, the king was angry and furious and commanded to destroy all of the wise men of Babylon. Everybody who listening all over the world, what, underline this, and I'm going to break this down to you. Underline this. Underline this. I ain't going to say you better underline this, but I want you to say, take record of it. Here's what he said. Verse 12, chapter 2. For this cause, the king was angry and furious and commanded to destroy all the wise men of Babylon. Now, underline the word Babylon. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, world, Babylon is coming down by its own rulership. I'm done. I ain't gonna go no further. Babylon is coming down by its own rulership. Babylon is coming down by its own rulership. Babylon can't do anything anymore. Its own rulership in Babylon is destroying it because Babylon has no power. Babbling people in the church, gossiping people, your enemies, people who came against you, people who have fought you on every turn, they have no evidence against you. You in the season of the great settlement. I told you all male practicing pulpits is going to pay because this is the year that you have to pay for your male practicing against God's kingdom. From government, political leaders, world system, false people, this is the season where all of those that consulted those secret world, secret organization, hidden stuff, they're going. That's why Satan is visiting. The Spirit of God is visiting the third generation of the sins of the iniquity of those fathers. You're watching the unveiling. You're watching family, heirs of major family, they're going into the sunset. Watch. You're watching heirs of major families in history. Their names were big, like Rockefellers and Bush family and all of these major heirs. Their sons can never be positioned again. Their children will never be positioned again. They're going into the sunset. Why? Because their powers don't work. The power that be are becoming powerless now. And God has to raise up his prophetic people who are going to thrust into the realms and create the element of change. And you're watching in the next 2 years between 2020 and 2022, the whole climate of the earth is going to change. You're going to watch a whole climate change, the precipitation of the world. I'm going to pick up next week on chapter number 2, and I'm going to show you how God is going to raise up prophetic voices that are going to enter into royal families, going to enter into where the Pope is at, going to enter into high level that they do not have, ooh, thank you, Holy Ghost, they don't even have clearances to come. Get ready. Many of you are going to be invited to areas where you won't need clearances, and everybody else in the world will need clearance to go into those places. God is raising you up to go in places where you didn't even have clearance to go. And watch what God is about to do in the earth realm. I'm telling you, saints of God, we're in one of the most powerful times. And what did King Nebuchadnezzar say? Whoever can interpret this dream, you will have royal garment. You will have royal privilege. You will be able to operate, and you will have diplomatic power. You will get special privilege. You will get airspace. You know, because they don't give airspace to anybody. It's only royal people. Queen Elizabeth, the only woman besides the president, gets airspace. As soon as she flies, every nation, there can't be a war going on nowhere in the world when she flies. Airspace has to be given to her. She's given total airspace. God is going to give you that kind of power to move. When you start moving and maneuvering, God's going to give you that kind of realm in the spirit. Why? Why? Because Babylon is coming down. Babylon is in revolt against itself. Demon spirit have reached a peak where they cannot go any further. That's why between the celestial realm and the terrestrial realm, many people feel like they're losing their mind. You're not losing your mind. You're tapping into a realm in the spirit where you're piercing through, but those who you're trying to pull are fighting against you. They're fighting you. They're fighting. You're trying to rescue them, and they're fighting you. We're going to pick up next week. Buckle your seatbelts up. This information, we're gonna talk, and I'm telling you, you're gonna see people who have cures. You're gonna see people who have patents. You're gonna see people who are witty. You're gonna see people who are inventions. You're gonna see monetary systems exchange. Watch, I'm telling you. You're watching it right now. You're watching it unveil. Because right now, money has no value. Wealth is the what's value right now. Wealth is the most valuable thing than money. All of the information, the data, and the presentation of the wisdom, the science, the understanding that's being released will get you anything you want in the nation. Look at all these people working overtime and still filing for bankrupt. I ain't working overtime, and I ain't filing bankrupt. Why? Because I'm not letting money work for me. I'm letting wealth respond to money. You have to understand where you at prophetically in this season of your life. Don't worry. While people are panicking, all I'm doing, write this down. While your enemy is panicking, all you do is position yourself. The enemy is panicking, all you do is position yourself. Somebody write that down. While the enemy is panicking, position yourself. Because when they panic, they're going to kill each other. When you position yourself, watch your movement to your purpose. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for today. We thank you for your word. We thank you for the guidance. We thank you for the direction. We thank you for the prophetic accuracy in the land. We thank you for what you're doing for the kingdom leaders and for the men and women of God all in this hour, Father. We thank you for the knowledge that's being released. We thank you for the anointing that's being released over this line and touching the lives of so many people around the world. We give you praise, glory, and honor in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen. 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 All right. We bless the Lord today. Chapter 2 is going to open us up. Get ready. This chapter is about to blow your mind. When you get done with chapter 2, some of you probably just be exiting in churches. You just be sitting at home. You'll probably be listening to me for the rest of the years because I'm opening you up to information and knowledge. While they hooping and hollering and trying to make you feel a thrill, I'm giving you knowledge that's going to take you farther than you ever imagined. You're getting ready to tap into sources and resources you didn't even imagine. You're going into doors and places Touching people say you cleared for the takeoff because you've been given cleanse in the spirit realm. Many people have not been given cleanse in the spirit realm. That's why they're trying to fight you and they're trying to fight to create something. You ain't got to create nothing. It's already done. All right. Illustrator Brian, any words over there? Men and women, God, if anybody have a question or comments, you can hit one on your dial real briefly. We'll give you 2 seconds, 2 minutes to come in at the time. Come on, Illustrator Brian. Bless you on this morning, woman of God.
God bless you, Prophet Matthews. I think we have a live call.
God bless you.
4526, you're live on the air.
God bless you, caller. All right.
I think they might have hit it in error.
Okay.
That's all the live call we have at this time.
All right. Did you want to say something? Did you want to say something, Evangelist? Did you want to say something this morning? All right. We bless the Lord. All right. Say to God, we bless the Lord for. Thank you, Elder Foster. Thank you, Evangelist Foster. I'm sorry. I should have said. Evangelist Foster, did you want to say something? I'm sorry. Did you want to say something, woman of God?
Oh, no, sir. I'm just listening.
Okay. All right. Bless the Lord. All right. Bless you on today. All right. Say to God, continue to walk in the presence and the power of God. Walk in the season of victory. I'm telling you, ain't seen nothing yet what God is releasing to his people prophetically and apostolically for this season. People of God, don't forget to join any of these great kingdom leaders that are ministering around the world. God has really blessed us with a word from the Lord for the people of God. You have to continue to be strong. If you're in the city, South Bend, Indiana, join Pastor Carter of Apostolic House of Deliverance as he ministered the word of God under the leadership of Apostle Russell Shabu, 4313 Linden Avenue in South Bend, Indiana. That's Eastern Time Zone. If you're here in the city of Hampton, Virginia, join us today. That will be a powerful, life-changing word for the people of God in this atmosphere. You will be blessed immensely. That will be a word from the Lord for your life. God is going to move powerfully for you. If you were in the two services that we ministered the last several days, I tell you, it was a powerful time. And thanks to God, thank you, thank you, thank you for blessing in my book. Thank you, thank you, thank you for those who've been reading the book, sharing the book, blessing the people. Thank you, thank you, thank you for the, amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We bless the Lord for those who've been listening, who've been blessed with the book and blessed by sharing it, helping us get this book out. Oh, I'm just so excited about what the Lord is doing for our book, Love, the Unfinished Chapter. My God, you guys, let's take it to the next level. Amen. I'm believing God going to open up the door for this book to even become a television show. I'm telling you, it's blessing so many people's lives. I was sitting in a restaurant by myself, minding my own business. I'm telling you, I was manic. Somebody walked up and said, "I just know you. I know you." I'm trying to. I said, "I don't know. I don't know. I just be kind. I don't know." I said, "I'm telling you, I know you from somewhere." I said, "Well, that's just normal me. Just normal me." I'm telling you, God is up to something. Thanks to God, He's up to something. Just remain humble. Love God's people. Do what God tell you to do. And I'm telling you, you ain't going to have to push the button. God going to open it. He going to do it for himself for your life. And I bless the Lord for the covenant partner, those who have partnered with us. Thank you for partnering with us. Those who have been a blessing to us, thank you for your seed you have sown to this ministry, the work we're doing. I bless the Lord for you. Continue to be a blessing and sow those seeds. I appreciate it so immensely. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. If you are in Fort Worth, Texas, join our friend Pastor Marcus Harris, Fresh Oil Worship Center at Fort Worth, Texas. He's a very powerful kingdom leader. His wife, powerful woman of God. I mean, they're blessing the people of God. Join them in their service. You will be blessed immensely by the power and the presence of the Lord God over there. Join Kingdom Global Ministry, Kingdom Dominion Outreach Ministry, Pastor Larry and Walinda Brown. We've been believing God for you on ministry, the work that the Lord is doing. Join these great kingdom leaders, End Time Gathering Ministry, Kansas City. We bless the Lord for all of the powerful vessels of the Lord God. Join us today if you are in the city of Harvey, Illinois. There is a powerful word from the Lord. I have a special guest speaker that is a powerful vessel from the Lord. She's going to minister a powerful word from the Lord to the people of God, life-changing word for the destiny of the people. Join me. If you're here in the city of Hampton, Virginia, join me at 2007 Armstead in Hampton, Virginia. I tell you, there's going to be a word from the Lord. God gave me something powerful for the people of God today. I tell you, it's been an exciting weekend. I'm telling you, Friday night, you can't kill the king's favor. Yesterday was a very powerful time a special moment. Yes, people came in. We just blessed the Lord. Thank you for helping me. Those who purchased the book and blessed it, some bought some for others, signed some books. Thank you for your love and your support of this book. Thank you for those who've been encouraged. You can go over to Amazon, right in the Amazon area of Amazon, how this book bless you. If you would do that for me, please go over to Amazon.com, look in there and write down, it's a common area of how this book bless you. There's people writing comments. You go over there too and tell us how this book, Love the Unfinished Chapter, has really blessed you. And we're preparing for a runner-up, the champion book is going to be coming out very soon. We're working on some things, so join us. Saints of God, I appreciate you all so much for all that you're doing, you're blessing us with and supporting us in the ministry. Don't forget every first and third Monday night, 7 o'clock p.m., every first and third Monday night, 7 o'clock p.m., that would be a powerful word from the Lord. Every first and third Monday night, powerful word from the Lord. Don't forget tomorrow morning, 5 a.m. Central Time, Tuesday morning, 5 a.m. Central Time. Thursday morning, we're going to be dealing with relationship. Join us in the sanctuary and be blessed. Join us in the conference line, me and Evangelist Delma Sidney. Say to God, we love you immensely. Now, if you're listening and you want to sow a seed into this ministry today, you want to be a blessing to us today, you can go over to Cash App Money Sign, RFPIM, Cash App Money Sign, RFPIM. Sow that seed, be a blessing to this ministry. You can also go to our website, WeRestoreYou.org. WeRestoreYou.org. Click on the donation button. Be a blessing. So that's it. Don't forget, March 13th, coming up March 13th, the Royal Women's Conference 2020. 14. I believe that's the date. 14. Amen. In Montgomery, Alabama, Biblical Faith Tabernacle Church, Pastor Featherstone joined the great event celebrating Dr. Connie Bryant award ceremony. You're going to be blessed immensely. Join them there. I'm telling you, it's going to be an exciting, powerful time. Exciting, powerful time. People, keep me in your prayers. I solicit your prayers. I thank you so much for your prayer. If you had not prayed for me, do it. If you've been praying for me, intensify it. Turn it up to the next level. Please turn it up to the next level for me. We appreciate you all today. We love you all, saints. Be blessed on today. Continue to be faithful. Don't forget to tell you. Don't forget to join us, Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International Ministry, Harvey, Illinois, 231 East 146th Street. This morning, 9:30 Sunday school, 11 a.m. for our worship experience. You want to be in the building, in the place. There's a word from the Lord. Tuesday night. So many people have been blessing, watching Tuesday night. Tuesday night, we got a powerful teacher, Pastor Michael Bailey is teaching. He's dealing with deliverance. He's dealing with the prophetic. I'm going to be teaching the last several parts of the prophetic. All of those students that are listening in, you need to make sure you're listening. You need to make sure you're watching, taking notes. You need to make sure you go back to those videos and watch those videos. You need to make sure you get all of the details of the information. We've already sent the information out. You need to be watching Tuesday night, 7 o'clock p.m. Those who are going to be watching as well, these are all college courses. There's going to be a certificate at the end for those who are connected with us. I tell you, you on with the love of the Lord, walk in the presence and the power of the Lord God. Be obedient to him and watch him do it for you. Okay, have a great day in the Lord. We'll talk to you soon, and shalom in your court is my prayer for you on today. God bless you.
Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.WeRestoreYou.org. That's WeRestoreU.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you. Thank you.